WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear and 41 degrees in Atlantic. We look for sunny skies here today with a high of 76. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. A judge in the case of a former Oneida Community School District teacher charged with sexual exploitation of a minor has set a plea and sentencing date for September 5th at 9 a.m. Fourth District Court Judge Kathleen Kilnoski made the decision on Monday during a pretrial conference. The trial for 65-year-old William Glenn Folks had been scheduled to take place on July the 10th, but as we told you in June, on the 11th of June, Judge Jeffrey Larson agreed to extend the date until September 25th at 9:30 a.m. in the Cass County Courthouse. Cass County Attorney Dan Feisner had said the extension would allow for the attorneys for both parties to continue any necessary review, preparation, and discussions associated with the case. Folks pled not guilty in March to charges he sexually exploited a minor female over a period of 13 months. A former longtime math teacher at the Oneida High School and Oneida Elementary School, Folks was arrested March the 15th on a felony warrant for sexual exploitation by a school employee and 49 aggravated misdemeanor counts of sexual exploitation by a school employee. If convicted on all the charges, he faces a maximum of 103 years in prison and fines of more than $300,000. Folks resigned from his teaching position back in November 2010. KJAN News Time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
A call about a person allegedly smoking marijuana led to the arrest Thursday of a Red Oak man. According to Red Oak Police, 22-year-old Devin Alexander Davis was arrested. When officers investigated the reported incident having taken place at 1508 North 2nd Street in Red Oak. Davis was found to be allegedly in possession of the illegal weed. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond pending a court appearance. Montgomery County Emergency Management Coordinator Brian Hammond said his office on Thursday received some calls that morning with regard to an outdoor warning siren that was activated Wednesday night and early Thursday morning during the severe thunderstorm warning in Red Oak. Hammond says the siren was not activated by the communications center and was potentially struck by lightning or received an electrical surge at the pole. He said the city of Red Oak has contacted the sales rep for the siren and they'll be investigating the cause of that activation. The sirens, of course, can be activated during severe weather if there is an immediate threat to property and life due to strong winds or extremely large hail. An obstructed view was listed as the cause of an accident Thursday afternoon near the Stanton Community School Building. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said the accident happened as a pickup truck driven by 48-year-old Ronald Meyer Jr. of Villisca and a car driven by 44-year-old Brenda Lynn Dickerson of Emerson were parked on the southeast corner of the school building at the intersection of Howland Avenue and Elliott Street in Stanton, while Meyer Jr. and Dickerson were waiting to pick up children. Officials say when Meyer Jr. backed up to leave, he didn't see Dickerson's 2006 Lincoln because of the height difference in the vehicles. The pickup hit the car on the right front side. The Lincoln sustained $3,000 damage. All damage to the pickup was estimated at $500. There were no injuries and no citations issued. A 28-year-old Sioux City man has pleaded not guilty to a charge of vehicular homicide stemming from a crash that occurred last November. Lenley Schofield Jr. filed the written plea on Tuesday in Monona County District Court. Prosecutors say Schofield was driving on Iowa Highway 141 near Mapleton on November 21st when his car ran into an oncoming truck. Schofield's passenger, Robert Palmer, later died. Court documents say Schofield was driving recklessly or under the influence of alcohol and drugs. The Clarinda Police Department reported on Thursday a pyrotechnic device damaged a home on East Lincoln Street early Tuesday morning. A resident told authorities a person or persons unknown detonated a 25-shot Saturn missile pyrotechnic device behind their residence sometime between 12:45 and 1 a.m. Several of the projectiles from the device struck the exterior of the home. The incident remains under investigation. And trial has been delayed for a Sioux City man charged with bludgeoning two people in their sleep with a crowbar. 23-year-old James Kroll Jr. was scheduled to stand trial next week in Woodbury County District Court, but a judge on Wednesday delayed that until November 13th. Kroll is charged with first-degree murder, attempted murder, and first-degree burglary. Police say he beat 54-year-old Jeffrey Moravec to death and seriously injured 54-year-old Mary Tope after breaking into Tope's home in June. Tope's daughter, Emily, was in the house at the time and identified Kroll, who was her former boyfriend. Court papers say Kroll was distraught that their relationship had ended. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In the funeral announcements, Marie Elise Michelle Laufer, of age 91, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. Private graveside services for Marie Michelle Laufer will be held on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Atlantic Catholic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Hazel Henningsen, age 92, of Walnut, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Hazel Henningsen will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Margaret K. Norman, age 91, of Harlan and formerly of Portsmouth, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Margaret Norman will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Rilla Jean Shires, age 83, formerly of the Griswold and Elliott areas, died August the 8th in Arizona. Graveside services for Rilla Shires will be held Monday at 10 a.m. at the Hillside Cemetery in Elliott. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Morgan Morath, age 44, of Clive and formerly of Bayard, died unexpectedly on Wednesday at Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Morgan Morath will be held Monday at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. Geraldine Marie Peterson, age 84, of Oakland, died Wednesday at the Oakland Manor. A memorial service for Geraldine Peterson will be Monday at 3:30 p.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. And Arlene M. Henson, age 84, formerly of Elkhorn, died Monday in Des Moines. A memorial service for Darlene Henson will be held on September 15th at 2 p.m. at the Westminster Presbyterian Church in Des Moines. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.